This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. You betcha. The headline said that the NCAA was unhappy that people were betting on how many three-point baskets Iowa's women's basketball star Caitlin Clark would make. It turned out to be six. Or how many rebounds LSU star Angel Reese would scoop off the backboards, which ended up being 20 in a defeat. In typical NCAA fashion, this late-in-the-game pretense of caring about the impact on student athletes of gambling is yet another case of them grabbing a set of binoculars in order to see just how far the cows are out of the barn. Gambling in and around sports now seems ubiquitous. While I was checking the score of the Elite Eight game between LSU and Iowa, mi compañera and I were in the stands watching the New Orleans Pelicans get hammered by Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns as we stumble to the playoffs with one of our best seasons ever. Looking at the scoreboards, every announcement and promotion was either from FanDuel or Caesars Casino Sportsbook. On the concourse before games, often one or the other is doing a promotion, giving away hats or whatever to get people to sign up for their gambling apps. Gambling seems to have taken over professional sports, with big-time athletes doing promotions including LeBron James. And the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball reeling in the sponsorships and cash. Bets like those on Clark and Reese are called prop bets, and they are big time, but only a part of the overall action. According to BetMGM, there have been 2.5 times as many bets placed on women's basketball as last year. Clark has received the second most bets of any player, man or woman, in both events. Americans will legally wager $2.7 billion on the men's and women's NCAA tournaments this year, according to the American Gaming Association. A lot of fans love this. According to the NCAA, 58% of 18 to 22-year-olds had participated in sports betting. Bringing this closer to home, our son won thousands at his local watering establishment on an impossible $5 trifecta on improbable long-shot NFL wins last season. And what could I say but congratulations? What could go wrong with all this sports gambling? Everything. Baseball superstar Ohtani has been in the news because his Japanese interpreter supposedly ripped him off of millions to pay off sports gambling debts. The NFL suspended 10 players last season on betting allegations. A Toronto Blue Jay is under investigation now. Suspicions have been directed at a team at Philly's Temple University. A half dozen years ago, a Supreme Court decision opened the floodgates, and now almost 30 states have legalized sports gambling. Personally, I'm not a fan of betting on sports, or really in general. I've been to Nevada scores of times and never put a quarter in a machine. The odds on all gaming are terrible, which is why they call us suckers. If I wanted to lose money, I would just throw it in the street where at least I would know that someone who might need it will find it rather than some predatory company or billionaire. That's just me. I try to limit all my risk to my work. I'm not proselytizing. I'm just saying. The NCAA's limp finger in the dike isn't going to influence financially strapped state legislatures desperate to not raise taxes to curtail betting on college sports and stars. That's the surest bet you might ever make. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.